Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Na 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 na. You've missed us. You've missed us very much.
Hey guys, welcome back to the number one podcast in the world. Thank you for viewing, liking, and subscribing.
Hey. yeah, it's us. It's us again. You know, you had to get a little bit of us today. You know, you had to.
Just a little taste. Just a little taste.
Why didn't you just buy the whole song? I just want a taste of it.
You just want the 30-second clip that iTunes gives you. That's pretty much, that's enough.
Yeah, what they used to give you, because iTunes doesn't exist anymore, remember?
Wait, what?
iTunes doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah?
No, it does not. Like, the actual, like, you know, putting music into your library and stuff? It doesn't anymore.
Yeah, it does.
No, they discontinued it.
I'm looking at it right now.
Seriously? Because Apple said that they were discontinuing that.
I mean, on my computer, there's a little icon here, and it says iTunes. I clicked on it, and it says, welcome. iTunes is the simplest way to enjoy your favorite music, movies, TV.
I think that what they meant was, like, not being able to import from your, like, if you had CDs, like, the old-fashioned way you could do it was you would import your CDs into iTunes and then sync it into your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, whatever. I think that's the feature that they're taking away now. You can't really import anything anymore. It's got to be bought on iTunes, or you got to have an Apple Music subscription.
Oh, that's weird. Because I don't know if that happens to you too, but whenever you go into a car and it automatically, like, syncs with the car's like surf system or whatever. I know a lot of people, like, back in 2010 or something like that, or 2012 or something like that, where the album, the U2 album, like, imported to everyone's phone. Did you ever get that, by the way?
From YouTube?
From, like, the band U2. You know
oh,
them?
Oh, U2.
Like,
yes. U2, what's it called? Apple put the new U2 album on everybody's iPhone.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, an iPod or whatever. Yeah, that wasn't supposed to happen. That's not how things were supposed to go down, apparently. And what's it called? U2 did not have word in that, if I remember correctly. And it just happened. And yes, that is probably showing our age a little bit. We remember that loud and clear when U2 put our freaking, their album in our, Apple put the U2 album in our Apple devices.
Dude, I don't know what happens, but every single time I try to delete it, it successfully deletes or whatever. But then, like, a few weeks later, like, I'll play something, and then, like, it'll go automatic. Because, like, before syncing to my, let me move that out of the way. Before syncing to my Spotify thing, which is basically what I use for it, I'll always get, like, an iTunes, Apple Music shit, and then that automatically starts playing. Like, if I grab my AirPods, and actually. Can you put a pause? What about that, guys?
Yeah, don't worry. Are we back? Yeah, we're still going back. We're still going back. All
right, let's go back. All
right. Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're still recording right now.
Press play. Oh my goodness.
No. I didn't record the call. Okay. I just started recording. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I'm so busy, dude. By the way, I told you I got two jobs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a warning for my other job already.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never gotten a warning from another job.
What the hell did you do?
Okay, so, like, I have two jobs, right? So, one, I'm a receptionist, then I'm a student nurse, and then I'm also a provider. So, this provider job, it's like a gig that, like, my cousin, he's, like, special needs. So, sometimes he needs a little bit of help doing menial tasks. Like, sometimes I just tell him, like, hey, you go take a shower, go, you know, brush your teeth, you know. Basic hygiene kind of things, like just like a reminder or whatever. And I'm supposed to clock in with this little device Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's like a six numerical code that you're supposed to input between whatever time that they gave you a designated time to clock in. All right. Mm-hmm. And my clock in time is from 5:30 to 6:30. Mm-hmm. However, I've been doing that. Right. I've been doing that like pretty, every day. Right. Because I have to go to work every day. Mm-hmm. And I guess some of their machines or whatever isn't recording my out time. So she told me a couple times, she's like, hey, you know, we've been seeing that, you know, you've been clocking in for some times, but sometimes we don't get a clock out time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've been clocking out. I send the little code and shit, and that's pretty much it. And she's like, well, you know, if you want, we can retrain you and shit like that. Long story short, like this chick just got like, I don't know what the fuck she said. And I was like, look, ma'am, like, honestly, like, it's not a job that I really give a shit about. So I was just like, ma'am, honestly, like, if you don't think that I work that day, I mean, don't pay me for that day. But like I said, I did work that day. So it would be up to your discretion to see what you want to do with that information. And she's like, no, I'm so sorry, sir. No. I know, you know, we're not taking this or this or that. We'll have someone come over and retrain you how to do the thing. Because she was kind of belittling me when she was telling me. She was like, well, it's like any other job, like, you know, where you clock in and clock out. I'm like, yeah, well, any other fucking job, I don't have to clock in through a fucking phone. I just kind of like press a little button, or I'll put my manual code in the actual facility or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't have to like depend on like 4G or whatever. Like fucking, we've had cell phones for like the longest ass time, right? And so sometimes they fail, or the automatic system fails. So it's not my fault. Like I can't really do anything about it.
Technology.
And plus, it's 1 hour a day. It's not like like fucking stealing from these people. It's like Jesus Christ, lady, just give me the fucking hour. Don't be a bitch. But like it,
Luis, you okay? Where you? Oh damn it.
Pretty fucked up. That's pretty racist, dude. That's fucking racist, dude.
Yeah,
I'd be careful what you're saying, dude. I'd be careful, bro.
Yeah. No, your screen literally went dark and there was no audio coming from your screen at all.
Right. Dude. Like that was I was just saying. No, that's the story of me getting a warning and shit. Yeah. Not too bad, but you know. Yeah, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, bud? Tell me a little bit about your week, and then I'll get you what you've been doing and shit like that.
Well, I don't know if you know, but I'm a radio host now.
I saw on your Snapchat, Instagram story.
I don't have I don't have Snapchat anymore, so Instagram it has to be stories. Instagram stories. Yeah. I'm a radio host now for the Cougar Radio here at the University of Houston.
What's the signal?
Like that. Yeah, kind of like old Matt Hardy sign.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Punk rock,
It's the old Matt Hardy fucking thing from wrestling. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
What's it called? Radio host. First 2 weeks of school, everything's pretty cool, man. You know, I played in, well, we didn't really play, you know, kind of, we just sat in there and we were going over, like, what's it called? Private line communication in the control room and in the studio. So I got to, like, you know, basically bring in the camera, bring it out, and then in the control room, when I went in there, I was in the audio room, and also I was in the technical director's chair, and I used the video switcher, literally just press the button to cut to the other camera. So you know, we got to do that, and we were just basically saying, like, okay, camera one to audio, can you hear me? And they're like, yeah, I can hear you, camera one. Let's go ahead and go. Okay, cool. And then, you know, or like, what's it called? Camera one to director, can you hear me? Or they, when they told me, they were like, you know, what's it called? Camera one to producer, can you tell the technical director to pop up camera two? And I just pressed the button. And I'm like, okay, cool, got it. You know, it's just like that, little things like that. You know, I've been doing that this week, and we have projects that we need to start doing. The first one that I'm doing actually is like a 60-second news package on my phone. And it has to be edited on my phone or tablet, and has to be shot with my phone or my tablet.
Easy.
Yeah. The only thing that sucks is that, you know, it's 60 seconds, either news or any other type of narrative thing to do. So yeah, that's that. You know, that was a
question. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
How'd you get that gig?
My radio host?
Yeah.
Literally sent an application, told them I had 2 years of podcasting experience, and they said, welcome to the job, and welcome to the radio.
Wow, that's great, dude. And I just want to ask a little bit more about your job, but
well, it's not a job because I don't get paid.
What you do?
I don't get paid. This is literally just a gig that I go and do. You know?
No. Well, I mean, that's fine. No. My question was like, what do you do? Is it like a podcast format where you're just talking with your co-host?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Are
it's
you
like a movie
music?
Show.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. It's a movie show. It's kind of like podcast form. Me and Frank do it, and we just sit there. We talk about movie stuff, and it's live radio. It's like an actual live radio show that you would hear on, like, you know, some of the radio stations back home. They have like those like shows where they're just talking about random stuff that's going off in life and stuff.
Is it on AM or FM?
Well, you can go to CougRadio.com/live and listen to it every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. But if
what's that called again?
CougRadio.com/live. There's a link there where you can download the actual player, or it tells you other places that you can actually listen to the radio show every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 a.m. That is CougRadio.com/live. You can even call into the show, Luis, if you want to.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for it actually, so I can save it on my
COOG radio.
COOG radio.
.com/live. Live, LIVE. Yeah, you can go there, and if you want to call into the show, all you gotta do is go to CougRadio.com/caller, or you can just dial the number I tweeted out every day before the show starts. So we had a little bit of hiccups the first day. The SD card was not working, so you actually can't listen to the first episode on the Spotify or Apple podcast page. But this next week should be better. Everything should be worked out. Little hiccups, but it happens, dude. It happens. But yeah, I do that now, and you know what's it called? I miss you, Luis. But
congrats, bud. Honestly, yeah. Congrats. That's a good gig, dude.
Yeah. So just another you know, a title, right, that I can add to my resume, you know? Filmmaker, photographer, podcaster, now radio host.
Radio host.
Yeah.
Got yeah. Him, dude.
Señor locutor.
Dude, that's pretty dope, dude.
Yeah. So
class, I miss you, bud.
Yeah, I miss you too, man. Classes have been pretty cool too, man. What's it called? Of course, I knew that this was going to be the one I was going to enjoy the most. My world film and film theory class. I have it with a professor that I had from my Italian cinema class. And we just watched one of the greatest films I've ever seen, with one of the greatest endings I've ever seen in a movie before. If you've never watched the movie Phoenix, it is a German film from 2015, and it has one of the best endings I've ever seen in a movie before. And Phoenix. Like Phoenix.
German 2015.
Yeah, one of the best movies I've ever seen. And, you know, one of the greatest endings I've ever seen in a movie before. It's about a Holocaust survivor who's coming out of the camps, and she wants to go and look for her husband, who was an Aryan during that time.
Right.
So it's this crazy fucking movie. And yeah, we watched that one second. We did Vertigo from Alfred Hitchcock first, but of course I watched Vertigo like five fucking times, so I'm not talking about that movie. I'm talking about Phoenix. So yeah, man, what you been up to? I know it's your last semester at nursing school.
Ew, don't say that, dude. Don't say that. No, well, obviously, if you haven't noticed, I've been extremely busy.
Oh yeah, I know. That's why we haven't had episodes in a while.
Yeah, I've been... And I'm sorry about that, guys, but I've just been doing so much shit, like a lot of paperwork, a lot of studying. Like, I have to study a lot more than I had to the past semesters, obviously, because it's my last semester and the most crucial. I'm starting my hospital rotations this semester. I went to my orientation for a small long-term hospital. And they have like an ICU that's meant for like long-term patients, I guess. I was really excited to go, and I saw this other gentleman. He was maybe in his 40s or something like that, and he was a nurse. He was an ICU nurse, and I got really inspired today, especially because it's like he was like me, dude. Like, that guy was literally like me. He was awesome. That's one step one. He was awesome. He was Latino.
Yeah.
Dark skin like me, dude.
Yeah.
And dude, he was out here, like, honestly, just saving people's lives, like doing the work, and I found that so motivating, and I got so emotional. Like, I guess, like, after the class, I was like, dude, si se puede, dude.
Yeah, honestly, no, I know what you mean, bro. Effort, dog. I know what you mean, bro. I had that feeling this weekend. I mean, this week, like, you don't know how inspiring it is to be in a class with, like, a bunch of Latinos who also want to make movies and just, like, find all these people. Like, it's not one or two. I'm, like, meeting 6-7 different Latinos in these classes that just want to make movies. And I'm like, you know, and they're not light-skinned, bro. They're, like, darker-skinned motherfuckers. You know, they're light-skinned. They're what's it called, in between the middle of being brown and white, you know, skin. Yeah. You know, they're all shades and colors, you know. It's like, wow, like, you know, this is freaking awesome. Like, this is the change that the industry is going to need. And it's freaking cool, man.
It's beautiful to see. Like, and I don't want to, like, put it like, oh, it's just, you know, Latinos or whatever. But sometimes it's a really humbling thing to see, like, hey, dude, like, we're making a difference too. Like, my kind of people, like us brown, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? Like, us, mm-hmm. you know, we're making a difference, man. Like, we're changing people's lives. Like,
mm-hmm.
like it, I don't know. I guess it was so humbling. I got so emotional after that. I'm like, dude, I'm so happy I'm going in the right direction that I'm going mm-hmm. in, dude. And like, it's only the start. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'll graduate this December. Yeah. And I'll mm-hmm. start nursing school and stuff, but it doesn't end there, dude. Mm-hmm. Like I'm still going to keep going. I'm still going to try to better myself, not just for me, but mm-hmm. like for the people that I'm taking care of. Right.
Cause yeah,
like,
yeah.
do one mistake kills the person. Right. But yeah. one mistake, but one good thing, can also save that person, can also yeah. like impact that person in a way that, like, you mm-hmm. know, not always happens or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so emotional because of that, because I've been studying so much and I've been like,
yeah,
thinking, dude. And I'm like, you know, it's like, is this worth it? Like I'm studying so much, like mm-hmm. it's hard, it's expensive. I've had to get some loans now. I've been behind on my bills recently.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just today, I just saw it, and I'm like, dude, no, bro. Like, it's worth it, man. Like, mm-hmm. this is what I want to do. This is the hardship that I'm going to go through, and this mm-hmm. is the hardship that I was told I was going to go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm almost done, dude.
It comes into perspective, man. It really comes into perspective of everything that's happening, and, you know, it's fucking awesome, dude. It's fucking awesome. Like, I'm telling you, man, there's no feeling like that, you know. What's
no
it called?
No feeling, dude.
No feeling like that, you know. And the people who have not felt that feeling yet, it's coming, man. It's coming. I know it's coming for y'all. You know, it's just everything happens at its own pace, my friends. You know, and there's not saying that it's not supposed to happen. It just happens at your own pace.
But, it happens, man. I mean, I'm 22 years old. I'm almost 23. Like, I went to college for almost, like, 4 years. Like, yeah. like I had to go through, like, that shit of, like, me, like, just kind of, like, falling mm-hmm. out of the boat, not really like giving a shit, like just mm-hmm. working mundane, working a 9-to-5, and then like something clicks in your head and you say, you know what, enough's enough. I'm mm-hmm. gonna go do a difference in my life.
Yeah,
I want to do something that I really want to do, and I want to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do it, and then yeah. I think that's like the greatest thing ever. And I know that most people will experience that, and you know, it might not be mm-hmm. for some people, it might be really early, and sometimes they'll get that mm-hmm. That spark in their head early on, and mm-hmm. some people will wait as long as me, like 22, 23, and there's some people that even wait longer than that. But
yeah,
everything, like you said, everything has its pace, everything has its time.
Yeah, and it's
so beautiful, dude. Like, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful how, like, that just changes. But
it's beautiful when we're in control, man. When we stop letting the voices of insecurities in our heads tell us that we're not good, you know,
that you're not good enough.
That you can't do this. Like, oh, maybe this isn't the career path for you. It's like, it's cool when we're in fucking control, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's when it's freaking awesome, because, you know, that's when you know what you can do. And so, like, that's like I always say, man, a lot of people think all the shit that I do, it looks like it's a lot. It looks like I'm going to burn myself out. But then I'm like, I know me, man. I'm barely even starting, man. You know, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know
the real grind, dude.
You don't know the real grind.
Y'all don't know the real Raul.
Yeah, you don't know the real Raul, you know. I always say, man, imagine Raul at 17 had an internet connection.
Jesus. Dude, imagine you had, like...
internet.
Like, mm-hmm. like you started this when you were younger in high school. Dude, you... Fuck.
Shit, man, right now I'd be done with school, you know. I don't know what would be happening, but shit, if I would have started this a long time ago, man, yeah, like I'm telling you, it's awesome, man. And the only ones who know ourselves are ourselves only.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, man, you know, you guys just gotta put in that work, baby. You gotta put in that work.
Put in the grind. You're gonna have to sacrifice so much sometimes, like sleep, friends, even loved ones. But just if you know what you're gonna do and you have a goal and you're like, fuck it, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Like, do it while you're young. Mm-hmm. Do it while you got a chance.
Yes.
Don't let anybody stop you, honestly, because it's just, it's your life. And you really, like, it's as corny as Drake's YOLO sounded. Or I don't know who said it. It was Drake.
Yeah, it was Drake. Yeah, YOLO. Yeah.
Honestly, it's true. It's true. And it's really a model that you, like, most people actually should live by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really only live once. Yeah. Like, make the best, make the biggest impact you can now.
Mm-hmm.
And just fucking go for it, bro. Like, you ain't got shit to do. Like, let's just do it, man.
Yeah,
just get that bread. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm telling. And by the way, I'm not advocating for people to just go completely work and not take care of themselves. You should take care of yourself, man. You know.
Nah, mental health is very important.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, what's it called? Everybody has their ways we can unwind. You know, mine just seems to be that going to the movies, sitting down on that chair, eating a little bit of popcorn, and watching something for like a couple of hours is the way that I unwind.
Mine is very, very, very similar to Rolls. That's the only way I stay sane. Yeah.
Or, you know, Luis is a gym too. Luis likes the gym a lot, man. That's the way he unwinds. You know, if your way of unwinding is playing a couple video games, or, you know, going outside and playing with your dog or whatever, you know, whatever way you unwind, that's your way to unwind. You know, it just happens to me that my way to unwind also kind of correlates into what I work. So, you know, do the work. You know, just, I know I really like movies, but I also really like talking about them and reviewing them and doing all this stuff. So guess what I do? It just goes hands in hand. But I'm telling you, like, you know, it's just take care of yourself. You know, that's important too, man. That's important too.
That's very true.
Yeah, man.
By the way, quick, just off railing right now, but have you seen the new Switch Lite?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? Because I'm getting a Switch, but I am between a Switch Lite and a Switch. Yo, I'm broke.
Yeah, but, I know.
But I'm gonna make an effort, dude. I'm gonna be working. I'm gonna do the grind.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I'm tired that it's been a year, dude, and I haven't bought shit for myself.
You've been saying you wanted a Switch for like the longest fucking time.
I've been wanting a Switch since it came out, and it's been 2 years, dude. Mm-hmm. I think I deserve. Mm-hmm. I think I should. Like, dude, it's been. No, I'm sorry. It's been like 9 months since I've had the last decent thing where I said, you know what? I'm gonna buy something just because I want to buy it. So I think I should work for it and just fucking do it, man.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the Switch Lite?
So I can't remember too well because we have talked about the Switch Lite a lot on Game Record. Like, you know, we were reporting on it and everything. I don't remember what really are the things that are different between it. So I'm gonna search up right here. But I can tell you this,
and then you kind of. So what the Nintendo Switch Lite is, I think it's coming out September 20th.
Mm-hmm.
The Nintendo Switch Lite is essentially the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a few differences between the Nintendo Switch Lite and the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
The Nintendo Switch Lite is not a dockable console.
Mm-hmm.
It is completely a handheld experience. So you can play the main titles, the AAA titles like Mario Odyssey, Legend of Zelda, etc. Mario Maker 2, etc.
Pokemon, yeah.
You can play it in handheld mode. However, the console itself is like, think of a Game Boy horizontal a little bit with non-detachable Joy-Cons.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a D-pad. You know what a D-pad is, right?
Mm-hmm. I know what a D-pad is.
Right?
Yeah.
The cross. Mm-hmm. And you cannot detach it. So everything you're doing with the Nintendo Switch Lite is a handheld experience. You cannot dock it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot detach its Joy-Cons.
I believe the battery life is better, too.
It is not. It is better than the original Nintendo Switch by about 30 minutes. However, there is a new Nintendo Switch version 2, which has an extended battery. That one beats the Nintendo Switch Lite.
Of course.
By a lot. It's about 2 hours different. So. But going back to Nintendo Switch Lite, that console itself is 5.5 inches going straight versus the Switch, which is 6.1. So it's not too much of a difference,
mm-hmm.
but enough of a difference where you feel that it's a lot lighter. And I've been seeing a lot of these videos. Mm-hmm. I guess explaining that's why I know so much about it, because I've been so indecisive of what kind of gaming person I am, because mm-hmm. I know I'm more of a handheld person mm-hmm. rather than put it up in my TV. The reason why I don't like it on the TV is because a lot of times you don't have time to sit down on the couch. Like sometimes I'm, you know, on my way or waiting somewhere, or
sometimes you're just waiting for classes
or whatever, and I kind of just want to pull out something, look it up, play a little bit, put it back, go back to what I'm doing, rather than like sit down. Like that's why I don't use my PlayStation. Like my PlayStation, I gotta press a button.
Then I
gotta load the fucking game, and it takes forever, dude. Yeah. Like that's why I don't even touch. I have a PlayStation, dude. I've used it, I can tell you, maybe less than 20 times, 15 times the max, ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever use my PlayStation, brand new Taylor Station. But my little brother's the one that uses it for me. But I've noticed a difference whenever I have a Nintendo DS. Or a Nintendo DSi XL, or like a PSP, or my phone itself. Like, I know that I'm a more casual gamer on the go kind of experience. Mm-hmm. So that's why the Nintendo Switch is appealing to me. Mm-hmm. However, having that in mind, I feel like having the accessibility of docking your Nintendo Switch is a benefit. So. Yeah. That's the cons. It's like, it's great that it's for me and it's a handheld experience, but what if I ever want to put it in my TV? You know what I mean? Like, what if I ever want to like play with
your friends?
And you come over and I'm like, dude, let's play the new Super Mario Party 9 or whatever the fuck, or Super Mario Kart or whatever. And then like, one, I'd have to buy an extra set of Joy-Cons. And then two, I wouldn't be able to plug it in. We would be forced to play in this 5.5-inch display, the size of my iPhone XR ish. Mm-hmm. That's the size of the screen ish. Mm-hmm. And then we're both looking through there.
Yeah. So I'll tell you through the experience of somebody who's played on the TV before. It looks pretty freaking awesome. You know, with the Nintendo Switch on the TV, it looks pretty freaking cool. But that's just me, because I'm able, you know, what's it called? Vision-wise, I'm not able to see a little ass screen like that. You know, so I have to put it on the TV. I guess it just comes down to the decision of, do you care about docking and battery life that much to sacrifice it for the Switch Lite? In my defense, you know, I'm very much handheld as well. I love my handheld gaming. But I also sometimes just want to sit back with a couple of friends and dock it on the TV and play Mario Kart.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's
the predicament people get.
And I guess it would just be convenient for me to have access to that feature.
Right.
And not sacrifice that feature.
So do you think it's worth... Okay, for new, brand new Switch owners, they're indecisive between... Like me, right? They're indecisive between the Switch Lite or the Nintendo Switch... Do you think it justifies that extra $100 price tag to dock it, to remove the Joy-Cons, and for that extended battery life?
I don't know.
Would you think it's worth it?
I guess
in your personal opinion.
I guess you guys have to tell us, you know. Tweet Luis. Luis is in a predicament right now.
Dude, honestly, if people do tweet me, it would like...
Or run a Twitter poll. We'll run a Twitter poll. Brad has a Switch, by the way. Well, not anymore. It's his wife's now. Yeah, because he's not getting that shit back. And I know he said he wants to get the Switch Lite because it's more, like, more, you know, around what he wants to do with it. And also because he has a Switch, so he can already, you know, dock it if one day he wants to use the other Switch. But that shit's his wife's. And when they announced Animal Crossing for the Switch, he was like, "Yeah, I'm never getting that shit back, dude." You know, that's hers now, because she took it away when she got Yoshi's Crafted World, and now that Animal Crossing's coming out, yeah, I'm never getting that back.
Dude. So I'm excited for Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah,
I think it releases in October time.
Yeah, yeah. Ashley also has a Switch. I believe that's Wendy's now, because her wife uses it. So, you know, it sucks. I'm kind of glad I don't have a girlfriend or I'm married. It looks like all my video games are mine and not anybody else's. And we'll see what's up. We'll run a Twitter poll when this goes up for the public on Sunday. We'll run
Please
a Twitter
vote
poll.
On it, guys. Please vote on it.
Yeah, and we'll have Luis get some tweets, because, you know, he needs them, man. He needs them. So Luis_Garcia77. Tweet him. Tell him what you guys think. You know, Switch or Switch Lite? All right. So help him out, because the brother over here really wants to buy a game. Really wants to buy a Switch.
The boy over here really wants to spend unnecessary money, but he wants one. I think it's worth it, though. I think I think consoles like that. It's only 2 years old. I think it's lifetime. We're not even half the time of its. I don't think we're in half of its cycle. I think we have another
and it's
4
also
years of Switch.
It's an incredible console, bro. I mean, it's one of the best selling right now. And it seems that Nintendo actually knows what it wants with this console. Mm-hmm. And that's why people are getting it. Because it's such a fun console as well. But it also has a lot of capabilities to it, you know?
By the way, have you seen... I'm not too sure if you got an email or not. From the new Super Mario... What is it? Mario Kart. On the iPhone. On the Apple Store.
No.
It's available for pre-order. I think it's free to play. Mm-hmm. However, they do have in-app purchases.
Oh, fuck.
But
yeah,
I don't know if you've seen it, dude, but it looks awesome, dude. Like, it looks like... I don't know if you've ever played Mario Run.
Mario Run?
Or Super Mario Run?
No, I do not remember Mario Run.
It's an official Super Nintendo... It's an official Nintendo-released App Store game. And it's like, essentially, it's... the Super Mario World, but it's Mario constantly running. Like, he's running on the screen, and so you have to, like, jump, get some coins, get, like, the specific coins or whatever, and then if you want to unlock more worlds, you have to pay, like, $10 or whatever.
Oh, my
but
God,
even the free version, dude,
awesome,
dude. Like,
yeah.
I'm obsessed with it, dude.
Yeah. I know that I really want to Switch, too, because I really want to play... Mario Maker, I want to play
Mario
Kart,
too, dude.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, everybody's been absolutely, clamoring over that game, and I have not been able to play it. Brad played it, he says it's one of his favorite games. Yeah, I know, I'm really late. I also want to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, the Black
Order.
That
one looks sick.
Yeah,
that
especially because all the characters you can get, you know, you have Nightcrawler in there, Venom, Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, and all these other ones. Like, damn, I really want to play this game, you know. And I was also a really big fan of the other Marvel Ultimate Alliance games that were on the PlayStation.
Right.
So, you know, I there's all these games. It's just that, damn, dude, like, you know, why this goddamn console got to be so expensive?
$300. It's an investment.
Yeah.
But here's what you're getting from Nintendo. Quality, dude.
Yeah, quality video games, yeah.
What you get from Nintendo is always 100%. Quality, dude.
And by the way, their online service costs like less than PS Plus.
It's $20 a year.
That's the thing. And Brad was like, dude, it is incredible how this thing is so cheap. Like, you know, even the family plan, I believe it's like $35.
Yeah.
And you have like the capabilities of having like 5 Switches on that family plan.
Yeah.
You know, for the whole year. Like, Jesus, man. Like, you know, it's incredible. I mean, it's because we go back to it again. Nintendo knows its market. They know what they're doing, and this is the way they're going to get people. And you know what happens when you put a cheap, you know, price for 1 year subscription? You also get those 2 NES games. So people are like, you know what? For us old school folk who just want to play the old NES games, you can go and get that.
And no, then, and they've actually been updating their library every single month. So they've been adding like, I think they're they have a lot of retro games right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay for that $20 a month per subscription, which is a steal regardless of whatever. And I know they've been having some issues with the online play. And I know that you're not able to have like the PlayStation's version of a party.
Yeah, but
you
happens,
have to use their official app or something like that.
It's so new.
However, $20 is even to just get access to the retro gaming. I think it's completely worth it.
Oh,
because you have that ability to if you want to play with other people, great. If you don't, you can play fucking retro games. Awesome.
Exactly.
Deal. I think Nintendo's doing a good job on that, and I think they learned a lot from unfortunately of the Nintendo Wii U, which didn't do so hot. However, that gaming console, dude, pristine. I think honestly the Nintendo Switch, I'm sorry, the Nintendo Wii U was one of those systems where it was like not a lot of people knew what it was. Obviously, I know that when I was a, you know, younger or whatever, I was aware of the Wii, right? The Nintendo Wii. I didn't have one, but I always thought it was really cool. It was a lot of good titles and stuff like that. And so when they introduced the Nintendo Wii U, I was like, what is that? Is that just like another version of whatever the fuck,
Wii,
or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so people missaw that, and they just kind of disregarded to what that mm-hmm. really was. And so that's kind of why I failed. But like, if you look now, mm-hmm. and like, that's why I'm trying to buy one too. Like, I'm trying to like Facebook market one. Mm-hmm. I got one for like, well, the guy was selling it for like $70, which is like extremely cheap, because mm-hmm. those consoles were going up to $300 in yeah. the when they first came out, and then they're usually settled in the $150 mm-hmm. range rate area or whatever. Mm-hmm. But dude, those, I don't know if you're for or you're against or whatever, but you can homebrew those consoles.
Yeah.
You know homebrew is?
Yeah, basically just what's it called? Hack it so you can get a crap ton of games on it.
Games or emulators or yeah. pretty much. I mean, I don't condole pirating games. Yeah. However, if you did at one point have a version of that game, like for example, if yeah. I want to play the SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom and I owned it on the GameCube,
yeah,
I'm gonna get it as yeah. And I have an emulator for it. I'm gonna download it, yeah. because I fucking bought it before. Like I gave Nintendo that purchase, or I gave SpongeBob or whoever was doing the licensing. So I paid for it once. Fuck you. Like, I'm getting it. Yeah. But however, if it's like a new game that I really don't
yeah
never bought, then I probably won't emulate it. But
yeah. By the way, they are remastering Battle for Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, really?
They're remastering it. I think it's coming out for the Switch as well. So
for Battle Bikini, dude, yeah. that game was sick, dude.
Yeah. By the way, I have an update, you know, on the whole pricing plan of these. It's incredible, man. For 1 month, you get it for $3.99. Three mm-hmm. months, you get it for $7.99. That's one membership. Right. And then for 12 months is the $20, $19.99. But ridiculous. The family membership, up to 8 Nintendo account holders, 8. For $34.99. $34.99 is basically what you pay for three months of PlayStation Plus or Xbox Live. And yeah. that's 12 months for 8 Nintendo account holders.
And that's you and all your buddies saying, hey, let's all get our... We all have Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, let's all like, just pitch in together. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, if it's 8 persons for $35, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're paying less than $5 each person yeah. for an entire fucking year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Crazy,
like,
dude.
I'm telling you, man. Like, you know, nobody is paying attention to what Nintendo's doing over here. Like, it is incredible what they're doing. Like, you know, people really need to keep an eye on Nintendo for the next couple of years. Because I'm telling you, when the PS4 and Xbox One's lives die out, and they move on to PS5, and we get whatever we're going to get on that, Nintendo will still be collecting a crap ton of money from the Switch.
And especially this year's Black holiday season,
mm-hmm.
dude, you're going to see Nintendo right up there, dude, competing against the yeah. PlayStation and Xbox One. Mm-hmm. Dude, those two systems are already on their last cycle. Obviously, mm-hmm. we know that the new PlayStation 5 is being announced pretty soon.
Yeah.
Pre-orders for that are going to be pretty yeah. fucking expensive. However, I'm not yeah. too sure who's going to be willing to spend. I think I saw a price tag of $1,000. Was that pretty much correct?
I do not remember. I have not. I don't. I don't. We have not reported on price ranges yet.
I saw a rumor.
Rumor. Yeah.
There was like the shell of what it was gonna look like, yeah. and it kind of had like a similar vibe to like the I don't know, like the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
A very round, mm-hmm. Concaved looking system, mm-hmm. but I had seen some rumors that the price tag for pre-orders were gonna start at $1,000 for that system. Mm-hmm. Because not only would it play yeah. 4 game, true 4 game, 4K gaming,
yeah. mm-hmm.
But it had a bunch of other features or something yeah. like that. But yeah. I personally don't think I'll be ever buying a PlayStation 5.
Me neither.
I think that's
because,
a ridiculous price tag for yeah. anything that's not simulation and or like
VR.
VR.
Yeah.
I think a $1,000 price tag is even too much for. Yeah, I just buy a fucking PC, honestly.
Yeah. For me, the thing that's probably going to be turning me off from buying a PS5 is the fact that I don't have a 4K TV. So, you know, what's the point of getting one? You know, it's like I have my TV that barely does, you know, HD. And, you know, I have a PS4 and that's all I can do right now. Everybody has PS4 Pros and everything. I do have never gotten a 4K TV. So I can't play these 4K games on there. So what's the point of me getting a PS5? Might as well just shell out money for a Switch and play on that.
And even that, dude, a lot of TVs say 4K, but they're not truly capable yeah. of... They can upscale to 4K, mm-hmm. but they're not true 4K displays. Mm-hmm. True 4K displays are going to cost you more than $1,000.
Yeah.
But like the ones that you see on, you know, mm-hmm. Amazon Prime Day, and they're like 150, mm-hmm. and it says 4K television.
And then we're already,
and you're, mm-hmm. and you're kind of just biting, you're just like, what? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. 4K?
Yeah. And we're already, they're already experimenting with creating 8K TVs. So
yeah, 8K televisions.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's going to be that. That's the one they will actually play native 4K, because there's no way you can actually transport 8K into a TV. Like, you know,
exactly. 8K,
I believe.
Imagine mm-hmm. the size. Yeah. Like, let's say you had to stream something from your telly for 8K. Dude, yeah, how much bandwidth would your computer, your router actually output? Yeah. It wouldn't even be close to the 8K capacity.
Like,
dude,
if I'm correct, 6K is what you see at the movie theater. You know, I think that's what you see at the movie theater. And then you know,
I think 6K is for the IMAX experience.
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't think it's for regular standard HD or
actually
for XD.
I think IMAX is actually 8K, man.
Is it?
I think
IMAX resolution. Let me look it up real quick.
I might be wrong here, yeah, but if I remember
So here it says IMAX proprietary system of high resolution, a tall aspect ratio of 1.43. Let me go ahead and check that out real quick. Because I'm genuinely interested, because they run on a 70 millimeter film.
Mm-hmm.
1.43
aspect ratio. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
However, in terms of what resolution it outputs, mm-hmm. it says here, which IMAX estimates approximately 12,000 lines of horizontal resolution, 12K,
mm-hmm.
65 millimeter stock, horizontally passes through the IMAX camera at 102.7 meters per second.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, it's a 12K display. Oh, no.
Yeah. It has to be, man. It has to be 12K.
It has to be something crazy like that, because the picture quality is great. Yeah. However, your eyes can't even tell the difference, though.
Honestly,
they can't tell more than correct me if I'm not wrong, but more than a 1080p display. Yeah.
Honestly, the only reason people probably do IMAX is just to get the other, what's it called, the footage that the aspect ratio on the regular theaters are covering. So it's just to get that 1.43 aspect ratio. It's just to get that little bit that's missing from the actual, you know, release.
Right.
Yeah. So that's I mean, it's incredible, man. And yeah, so we're going to help Luis out with that poll and see what we can do there, man. But, you know, what else? What else is on the agenda? Dude, it's been freaking hot. It's hot. Like, bad.
We are on our way out.
Man.
We're dying. As a society, as a humanity,
yeah.
We're dying, dude.
Yeah, you like every single day this week, I've come back to my whole back sweating, and I have
swamp ass, bro.
swamp ass, bro.
Ridiculous, bro.
Yeah.
We had a fire drill today. We're outside for 30 minutes. Fuck. I felt it, dude.
Yeah.
I felt the world being angry with me. It said, stop putting bottles in my oceans for this. I'm going to increase your temperature.
Yeah,
I was dying, dude.
Man, it's crazy, man. You know, this heat is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So the heat. We just had to get a little bit of a complaint about the heat, because nobody else really understands it when I tell them the heat is bad here, but, except for Brad, because Brad had to go to Phoenix like last weekend, and he's like, dude, that is like Satan's asshole right over there, man. It is hot as hell.
That's 100 and plus of dry heat. Disgusting, dude. That place over there, gross, bro. When I went, fuck, the pavement was hot, dude. Like, like tires would just burn. Like, you're driving in the freeway and it's so hot, and there's so much friction between the tire and the road.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, you can just see a bunch of people fucking, their tires just fucking pop if they're really fucking old.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, that's some crazy shit, man. Yeah. But good thing Brad's not in Phoenix anymore. So
shout out to my boy Brad.
Shout out to the boy Brad. By the way, a couple of things that I did, like, you know, movie related, that I needed to ask you if you watched. Did you watch the new footage for Rise of Skywalker?
I have not.
Oh, can't say anything. Did you watch the new Joker trailer?
No, I have not watched
that
either.
Oh.
I haven't had any time for social media, man.
Yeah, yeah, and don't play it right now, because we're going to get copyrighted. So,
no,
you know,
I'll watch it after we
Yeah, yeah, especially the Rise of Skywalker footage from D23.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to say anything, but you're going to probably message me after you see that. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
Wait. I saw something on Twitter you posted regarding Emperor Palpatine. Is that the poster? There was a poster.
Yeah. No, the poster. Yeah, poster's cool. Poster's cool and all. Yeah, that's a badass poster. I'm talking about
There's something else.
They showed footage at D23 that they released on Monday. They showed footage at D23 that they released on Monday for the public. And it's not a trailer. It's a sizzle reel with new footage from the movie towards the end. Mm-hmm. And that is all I'm going to say. In regards to the Joker trailer, this shit is fucking badass, man. I'm telling you, the first trailer was pretty good. Like, it's one of my favorite trailers for a while. The new trailer for Joker, oh yeah! Like,
who's still producing this Joker franchise?
Joker?
Who's
playing Joker? Or what are you talking about?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Never mind. I was thinking of something else.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Joker,
I see it here.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
I see the trailer here. I'll watch it right now.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix trailer. I mean, what's it called? Phoenix is Joker, directed by Todd Phillips. You know, he's known for all the comedy movies that he's done, but it's his first crack at the dramatic stuff. So yeah, we'll talk about that off air because I'm not trying to get copyright here. So that's the stuff I wanted to ask you, like, really badly. Like, you know, we've been talking about it all week over here at the other shows, and we're like, damn it, I need to know what Reese's opinions is on all this. You know, but
that.
What they have announced, though, was pretty cool. Obi-Wan series coming to Disney Plus.
That I did hear. I think I heard it from you.
Yes, and just confirmed today, as we're recording, from Star Wars themselves, it is taking place 8 years after Revenge of the Sith.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, awesome. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, 8 years after Revenge of the Sith.
So 8-year-old fucking Luke.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, like, Obi-Wan and Tatooine waiting for Luke, just watching as Luke grows up from afar. And but there's a lot of stuff to play around with that, man. Like, there's a crap ton of stuff to play around in there. I think that's pretty cool. You know, the Mandalorian trailer came out. That was pretty badass. You know, ooh, man, that looks good. Also in the Marvel realm, they just announced a Moon Knight series, Miss Marvel series, and She-Hulk. That was announced.
Oh, yeah. I heard. What's his name? Mark Ruffalo congratulated or welcomed the.
She-Hulk.
The new. Yeah.
Yeah. She'd be badass, man. Yeah. She-Hulk's badass. And Miss Marvel, too. I love Miss Marvel. Yeah. She's badass. Kamala Khan, man. Hell yeah. Oh, can't wait to see that. Moon Knight? I don't know shit about Moon Knight. So I really am excited to see something new about Moon Knight. But you know, the thing that got me the most hype was the Obi-Wan stuff. Like, oh, crap.
I'm still really excited for is, I'm not too sure if you're too excited for that. It's for the It movie.
Oh, yeah. No, it's next weekend, bro. Next weekend.
Next week, right?
Yeah. We did the first thing here on the podcast that we've ever done before on the main show. We revisited a movie that we reviewed. We did a review of It Chapter 1. And because that was episode 2. That was the first, that was the review of It Chapter 1. And we revisited and we talked about it. Well, I revisited it. Brad reviewed it for the first time on the show, even though we've been talking about that movie for like straight up 2 years. And then this weekend we get It Chapter 2. I can't wait for that, man.
It's a great movie, dude.
Oh, man. So excited, man.
It's going to be a fantastic movie, dude.
You and I are going to be screaming really loud, but you know. It's gonna be fantastic.
It's gonna be cool, but I'm gonna be scared. I think I'm a scaredy cat, you know.
Yeah, I know. We're both scaredy cats.
And so are you. So I know that I'm gonna be screaming. People are gonna be laughing, and I know they're gonna be like, whatever. But I'm gonna be screaming because I'm actually a scaredy cat.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm probably watching it next week, and it's gonna be quite the time for the people around me because it's gonna be
lit, as the children say.
Yeah. Oh, man. But that's kind of it, really.
That's kind of it. Chapter 2.
Yeah, man. It's kind of it, man, here. It's been a wonderful time getting to talk to Luis again, but I think we're going to have to cut it here and see what, because there really isn't anything else to talk about, man. But as always, it's a wonderful time here. You know, it's a show where two land lovers talk about anything that's on their mind, and it was a really fun time. I know the last episode, Luis wasn't on it. The last episode, we had the directors of Bad CGI Sharks on the show. Brad and I helped to talk to them and stuff. What's it called? That was a while ago. That was I was still at home. So, you know, it's good to have the show back, and Luis is back with me. And yeah, I wish it was face to face, but sadly we are gonna Google Hangouts might have to do for a bit. By the way, just one last thing: did you change the light bulbs in your room? Because I don't remember it being LEDs like that.
Yeah, I have a few LED. Well, obviously I care about the planet, so I use one of those squiggly ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're LEDs. Yeah, they're different. They're different LEDs ones.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I was tripping out. Like, yeah, it's never that type of color in there, dude. It's usually like the regular light bulb color that they have in there. But yeah.
Like a yellow one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I put some LEDs here.
Yeah. It's
gotta save the climate. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. All right. So with that being said, it's been a wonderful time, man. You can, as always, you can follow me wherever you want to follow me, the Nerd Chicano. You can check out my new website where you can find all my portfolios and stuff at RaulAMendoza.com. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Check out the website. Lots of cool stuff. Doing a review right now for Ava DuVernay's When They See Us. I finished that, so I'm doing a review of that, a written review for the website. Brad, I believe, is going to be writing a review for Bad CGI Sharks, and it's going to be September soon, so we're getting into a new themed month, and that means themed content for the website. So, you know, my big brother is a writer, so I gave him his two prompts for his two articles for the month for September, so it's going to be pretty cool. September, we're focusing on foreign language movies, so we're going to be doing that kind of cool stuff, but it's really good stuff here, guys, and shout out to everybody who helps us out at Patreon, patreon.com/nerdcore, especially our executive producers, Grayson Barker. You can follow him at WarlordHitman98 on Twitter. Grayson Barker98 on Instagram. And what's it called? Shane, twitch.tv/SRRK. And on Twitter at SRRK Twitch. Go follow him. Associate producer Sarah. Thank you to our associate producer Sarah. She's awesome. And with that being said, I think that's kind of it. Just join the Facebook group, rate and review the podcast. Go ahead and check out the Nerdcore on Twitter at the Nerdcore _, Instagram at the Nerdcore. With that being said, it's been a wonderful time here. And as always, you can catch us on next week, or you can listen to me on the Nerdcore, you know, basically every day on this feed, or, you know, on the Cinecoog movie show on Coog Radio's radio station from Tuesdays at 9 to 9:30 a.m. in the morning, just enough to get you started with the day with a nice cup of coffee and some movie talk. So, Luis, you want to tell the people bye? Goodbye.
Take care. Brush your hair. And I'll see you when I see you.
And watch out for that swamp ass.
And swamp ass.
Swamp ass.